Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins show. Let's do the Chris Herrington deal. Chris Herrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Blow Wind Blow by New Orleans R&B artist Huey Piano Smith. Send that out to the Minnesota Timberwolves caught in a thunderstorm again last night.
Yeah, this all sort of looks familiar. Let's see. Missed threes, they're 11 of 39. Turnovers, they had fewer of them, but they led to 22 points. Third quarter collapse or whatever, a big run in the third quarter. Rudy Gobert struggling at all. There, some things went better, but it all seems pretty familiar and not unlike what we saw against the Grizzlies as well. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the Thunder are just really good, and so you have to be really good in a lot of areas to hang with them. Maybe they'll shoot better at home. That happens. The Grizzlies did. So we'll see. You know, maybe they'll get a boost coming back home, Minnesota. Rudy Gobert, I mentioned that, I think, yesterday or the day before, just not a factor in the series, and he really, I think, needs to be. And then Randall wasn't as good in game two. And I just think if they're not gonna benefit from having the bigger, stronger dudes, I just don't see how they counter Oklahoma City.
Yeah, it feels like they kind of went away from him. They put in Naz Reid instead, right? And Chet Holmgren could just hang out and play five out. That's the other problem when you've got Gobert. Watching this series, which looks so familiar in some ways to the Grizzlies series, it seems to be both a reminder that, hey, maybe the Grizzlies are kind of on the same tier as the Timberwolves, but also a reminder that, hey, there is another team, and they are on a way different tier. Like, I guess you can be depressed or encouraged by what you're watching it from the Grizzlies' perspective.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if your attitude is just, you know, championship or bust,
right,
then, you know, you might as well choose bust, I guess. But, like, that's just not
– right.
That's just never been my attitude about things. And so, to me, the Grizzlies are not that far away from being a team that can advance in the playoffs and be in these kind of series. And that's – yeah. You know, what I would want to do, unless, like, I have Nikola Jokic in his prime or LeBron James in his prime. In the absence of that kind of player, I just don't see the point in agonizing
right.
over the fact that you're probably not going to win a title. Because guess what?
Most
nobody wins
don't.
A title.
Yeah. It did occur to me that it seems like it's not necessarily a fair fight right now, but we've wondered about how the Grizzlies' big three stack up against Oklahoma City's big three. And whatever, obviously Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is now a better player, certainly a more reliable player than Ja, but still, you know, Jaren and Chet Holmgren and and Dez and Jalen Williams, you can look at those three. I actually wonder, is there a bigger gap between the Oklahoma City's three best players and the Grizzlies' three best players, or is there a bigger gap between the next four for Oklahoma City and the next four for the Grizzlies? Because they can roll out Hartenstein, Caruso, Dort, and Wallace. Where's the bigger gap?
Oh, I think there's a gap in both places, but I think it's the bigger gap is the totality of the team they put on the floor, and not just in terms of the quality of those guys at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and go down to 9, 10, if you want.
Right.
It's how they function together. And to me, this Oklahoma City team is somewhat similar to the Boston team that won the title last year in that they have no weak links on defense anywhere ever. Like, everyone can defend all the time. Every position for 48 minutes is quality defense. And guys who can also make shots, you know. It's not just 3-and-D, because, like, that's not what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is. But, like, they've got an offensive engine, and then everyone can defend and everyone can make shots at all times, every second of every game. And just not many teams can have that. And so, like, you know, having that and winning a title, like, you know, that's what the Thunder will probably do. That's what Boston did last year. And to me, that's the bigger difference more so than star power.
Are we learning, and maybe you didn't have to learn, I think you would have said this before, you might have said this before the playoffs began, that the three best teams in the West were all in that same bracket, and that's the Oklahoma City, Denver, and the Clippers?
That was my feeling at the start of the playoffs. That's how I had the teams ranked going into the playoffs, yes. And, well, you know, the Clippers lost in the first round, so who knows?
But it was to Denver, and they went seven.
They lost a tough series to Denver, who went seven against OKC. So, yeah, I mean, that's my belief, and I haven't seen anything to, like, change my mind on that, yeah.
All right, the Knicks-Pacers resume tonight. That should be fun. I don't know if there's anything. By the way, Mike Conley, small aside, Mike Conley, and I know imperfect stat, he was a plus in both of these games. Last night, he was a plus 14. It didn't strike me watching him that he was playing particularly well. What is that just a quirk? What do you think of Mike? Mike literally was plus in both these two games and was plus 14 last night.
Well, I wouldn't make too much of it, but I would say that generally speaking, their offense organize their offense better when Conley's on the floor as a shooter, a passer, or an orchestrator. I don't think he helps them defensively, really. So I think they're in a tough spot in that they have partial players, and two of their five starters are sort of partial players in Conley and in Gobert. And that brings me back to my point of, like, there's no weakness with OKC because everyone helps on both ends of the floor all the time. And I don't think that's necessarily the case with Minnesota.
All right. Let's get to Jaren. And the subject of Jaren, obviously it's a big day today. First of all, he was a second team all defense. What did you think of the voting for all defense?
I thought it was fine. I think that he definitely had a case for first team. But, like, whatever, first team, second team, like, who cares, really, ultimately? And so I thought it was all fine.
Tony cares.
What's that?
Tony cares.
Tony does. Tony does care. But Tony didn't make first team every year. He had some second teams in there, too. Jaren's made a couple first teams and now a second team. It's nice to be included, I would say.
It is nice to be included. So we'll learn tonight if he is all NBA. Do you think it's trending against? How do you see this?
Well, there's no trending. The vote happened like 3 weeks ago. So, like, it's already happened. We just don't know the results. You know, it's kind of like the presidential election.
His game trended from, it felt like, well, there was at one point when Wemby got hurt, he was the betting favorite to win Defensive Player of the Year, and now he's on the second team. So he had, I guess that was the trending. The end of his season was not as good as it had been up to that point.
I think at midseason, like at the trade deadline, like I at that point, I thought he was likely to be second team all NBA. And I think certainly his injury, his declined production, the team slide all worked against him. My guess is that when you tally, like, the total votes, the vote totals, the 15 All-NBA slots, I think he's going to be somewhere in that 14 to 17 range of the vote total. So I think it's going to be very close.
Okay. Just as a primer for folks at home, once again. What are the financial
or primer, depending on how primer, particular you are?
Or a primer. Give people the thumbnail of why this matters.
By the way, tune into Daily Memphian tonight after this is after okay. this is if you want to really read about it.
All right.
But like, if he makes All NBA, he's eligible to sign a Supermax extension, an extension that would. There's negotiating range there. It has to be at least 30% of next year's salary cap. It's a starting salary. He can go up to 35. He could sign it now, but it wouldn't kick in for another year. That is the easier, more expensive path. If he does not make All NBA, he is not eligible for that kind of extension. So the Grizzlies would have to try to negotiate, if they want to, which I think they do, would try to have to negotiate an extension off of his current salary, which is pretty low. In which case they would probably try to renegotiate that salary for next season and renegotiate off of that.
Okay. If the advantages of him making All NBA and having that option available to you is A, the certainty. You would have him you can have it done this summer, which you can do anyway, but you can offer him a lot of money this summer, have it done, and so you've got the certainty that you're keeping Jaren around, and it doesn't kick in for another year, so you've got the flexibility this year with this roster. The advantage of the other, if you knew that Jaren was willing to sign that deal, you could also, I mean, you would have him around. It would cost you this year because you'd have to renegotiate this year's contract, but presumably cheaper over the long haul. Do I have that correct?
Correct. And it would close off some paths to improve the team this summer, some other paths. It would not close off every other path. And so I've come around to the idea that that's probably best long term if you know you can get him to eat the deal. Even if you have a lower free agency exception to use, even if, you know, you have to, I mean, it will not be popular if they send out more draft picks just to get rid of John Conchar's money to do this. But, like, you know, ultimately, if you're talking about, you know, $240 million for Jaren versus north of $300, it's probably worth it, you know?
Okay. That is, if you knew he was willing to do that, do you think they know?
I don't like the word no. I think the word no is too strong. I get the sense they suspect they can get it done if they need to get it done. But I don't know if they know that.
Right. And that's partly the motivation for the Marcus Smart deal. Isn't that right? I mean,
yeah, but that's been overstated. Okay. I mean, at the time, Jaren was going to be All NBA. Like, they didn't know that he was going to get an injury. They certainly didn't think their team was going to, the defense was going to collapse and the team was going to slide down to eighth. I think that was a factor in the Marcus Smart trade, like carving some pathway for that or for other things. But I don't think it was we hate to lose this guy, but we got to move him because we got to get ready for the Jaren renegotiating extend. I think that will sound better in retrospect if that ends up being what happens, but I don't think it was that simple, no.
Okay, let's assume that he doesn't make All NBA, and then let's further assume that they try to renegotiate and extend and they can't reach a deal, okay? He would then go into this coming year and would be a free agent at the end of this year. What do you think?
Right.
You have said before that here's the thing. Even at the end of this year, they would be able to offer him more money than anyone else. And given if he's happy here, there's no – it wouldn't necessarily – go ahead.
And more years at that point. If you get to unrestricted free agency in 2026, not only can the Grizzlies offer more money, but the real key – because this is where most of the more money comes from. The real key is they can offer a fifth year and other teams could only offer four.
But they could also do that as part of a sign and trade if he's trying to negotiate a trade.
I don't know about that.
Here's the question. If all – do you believe
– the fifth year thing. So
is
what,
only?
What, and if you sign it, you have to stay, I think, at least for a year.
Do you, Chris, think that they – at some point, we'll making calls about Jaren. Say, hey, what do y'all give me for Jaren? At what point do you think that enters the discussion here?
Well, I think if they don't get an extension done, or they know they're not getting an extension done this summer, and you're headed towards the unrestricted free agency a year from now, you have to really talk to Jaren and get a sense of why is this not happening right now. Is it strictly because he's calculated there's more money for me a year from now from the Grizzlies and I can just wait and get the more money then or not? And if the answer is not, you got to really think about it. I think there are going to be a lot more teams with cap space next summer. It's going to be a lot more drama, a lot more uncertainty, and just a lot more stuff there. But I mean, they have a good relationship with Jaren, and I think there will be a lot of openness around that. And like, you know, you have to have a firm sense of where things are headed. And if you feel like you might lose him, or you're likely to lose him a year from now, or the threat is very great on that, then yeah, I think you have to entertain trades. I think we're way jumping the gun on all this. Like, we don't even know what the all NBA stuff is.
Right.
Like, I mean, everyone wants to get to the rush to the final page of the mystery novel on this. And like, we really can't wait until we find out tonight.
Are you going to see Mission Impossible tonight, though? That's my question. Are you going to watch the game, Mission Impossible? How are you going to sort your way through this weekend, Chris?
Well, that's my plan. The Jaren thing is, throws a wrinkle into it. I've already pre-written two different pieces, one if he makes it and one if he misses.
Uh-huh.
But I do need to fill in some detail on the vote at the top of that. I'm not going to announce it till 6 p.m. So my hope is I can get that done and in the system by 6:10, and then we'll have time. My son and I, the weather's nice, and it's actually showing in the theater in our neighborhood. So our hope is like to walk down to a little Mediterranean place down the street and grab a bite and then walk down to the movie theater and see Mission Impossible tonight.
That sounds great. David Adelman, not a surprise, is the got the Nuggets job. It is kind of an interesting – there's a trend, Chris. It's an interesting trend because you have – the Suns are the only folks who are actually going to go outside of the organization to fill their head coach. Is there anything – is that a trend or is it just circumstance?
I mean, it is a trend, whether it's a
meaningful,
whether it's a trend that has causal, you know, right, relationship, yes, or whatever, or just happenstance. I don't know. It is a case of like, these are all people in the organization who they already know. And so they feel like all the teams feel like, sure, they know what they're getting in that. Whether there's a good reason to do that rather than to look around, I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't really have a good.
They're also all, by the way, from successful organizations, like whatever you think of the Grizzlies' struggles or Denver's struggles.
I'm including Doug Christie, which is not
that's
a successful
not.
Organization.
No, you're right. And San Antonio obviously was a health thing. So, yeah, no, Doug Christie, yep. that was less successful. All right, Chris, have a great weekend. Thank you. I hope you can pull it off tonight.
Yep. Thanks.
That's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. He has come around to believing that, and I think I agree, that if you knew that Jaren was willing to renegotiate and extend off of that, yes, short term, there would be some pain. This coming year's Grizzlies team might not be as good. I have said all along, however, contrary to some, that I believe the most likely source of improvement for these Grizzlies is internal. It's health of Ja, health of Vince Williams, and improvement, particularly from Zach Edey and Jalen Wells. And so it would foreclose some options for improving your team. It would make it trickier because you would have to do some things, but it'd make it hard to be as good. But for the long-term health, much, much better for the franchise to be playing Jaren a little less. The problem is, of course, we don't know that he would do that.
Right.
Do you have a guess? My suspicion, I could argue it either way. That's what I can do. You can argue it either way. Like, you could say, Jaren's a sophisticated guy. He'd probably like to at some point go play in New York or somewhere, you know, Miami, or, you know what I mean? He's a fashion guy. He's a social media fashion man of the world. Maybe he would like to try another market. On the other hand, when he talks about Memphis, this is the place he knows. He's had great success here. He has comfort with the organization. He has comfort with the staff. He's never struck me as a person who's been in a hurry to get the hell out of here. I kind of am inclined to think he's happy to stick around. So that is how I would imagine that he, in fact, you could get an extension done with him if you renegotiate for this year. But I'm guessing.
The honest answer is, yeah, we don't know.
No, the answer is, of course, we don't know.
And I understand it's not apples to apples. But the previous negotiation, he could have held out for more, and he chose to take the guaranteed money up front. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So anyway, all right, we're going to take a break. If you have something that needs framing, it's right there in the title, the frame corner. And it is amazing. When I went in there a month ago, Claire and I went in there a month ago to get some prints framed. I had only recently learned that they had been doing it for 50 years. Like, I sort of live in the neighborhood, so I knew they'd been around for a while, but I didn't know they'd been doing it for 50 years. You only get to stick around for 50 years if you're really good at your job. And it's artisans. Like, custom framing is, you can go to Walgreens and buy a frame and slap a photo in there, and that's fine. But if you have something that you really value, whether it's sports memorabilia or whether it's a diploma or whatever it is, that really means something to you emotionally, you're really preserving memories is what you're doing when you're getting something custom framed. The Frame Corner is the place to go. They've been doing it for 50 years right there on Park Avenue, 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Back in a moment. It is Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's Memorial Day. That means it's summer, and that means it is time to get into O'Call. I went in there the other day, and speaking of summer, Paul suggested I look at this. How would I describe it? It's a long sleeve, but it's a gorgeous color, by the way. It's a gorgeous color. And it's George Lapidus used to be able to describe colors. You know, like, I'm pretty much limited to red, blue, green. Like, when you get into, like, teals and whatever else, I'm not very good at mauves or whatever. I'm not very good at colors. But it's one reason why I rely on the people at O'Call. Anyway, he said this would be something that you would wear. It's made of the same as a performance polo, like, but it's something that you wear sort of whatever later in the day on a Saturday, right? And I'm like, do I really need that? And then I brought it home and I'm wearing it. Like, I really needed this. It is yet another thing that this summer I will be wearing. I also went in and got two pair of Peter Millar shorts because I needed to perk up my short game for the summer a little bit. Different kind of short game, Jeffrey, than a golf game. But I needed to perk up my short game. I got a couple of I got a couple of polos, got some Brack slacks. They are there for you this weekend. Memorial Day weekend is a perfect time to get in there and get ready for summer, whether you're headed to the beach, whether you head to the backyard, whether you head to the golf course, whatever it is, Oak Hall is wedding, maybe beautiful new sport coat for a wedding. Oak Hall is there for you. It is a legendary clothing store and they're really, really nice. It is Oak Hall. All right, Jeffrey, a couple things I wanted to get to, before we are done for the weekend. One is, I noticed looking at the NFL, you know me, I pretty much immerse myself in wagering.
Right? Yeah, of course.
There is one team, one NFL team that is favored in every single game they play this year. Any guesses?
Jeff, I do have a guess. I was trying to figure out where's my song?
Where's his song? Where is his song? He's looking for a song. I know what song you're looking for. I think you got this one. I think you've circled the wagons on this one pretty well.
I think I definitely could circle the wagons.
I think you've circled the wagons on this one pretty well. Kind of amazing. Let's call up the schedule. Call up the schedule. It is the only team. Now, mind you, their win total is like 11.5. I think that's their win total.
Yeah, but I think they're only one behind the highest win. I think 12.5 is the highest win total.
But they are the only team.
God, this song goes.
It's like the FM 100 song.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
It's from the same era as the whatever coming home to you.
Yep.
Is that what it is? Coming home to you. So same era as that. The jingle. The era of the jingle. Favored in every single game. My God, the schedule's murder, though. Let's see if they should be favored in every single game, Jeffrey. What's game one?
Baltimore at home.
Ooh.
I mean,
I think they'll lose, but they should be favored because they're at home, right?
And it's a Sunday night game.
Sunday night game. Yeah, okay, next.
At the Jets.
Favored.
Dolphins at home.
It's the freaking Dolphins. Favored.
And it's not the Miami game. It's not the... The traditional Bills go to Miami week
December,
three.
Right.
Summer,
when it's so sweltering. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah. Favored.
Saints at home.
That's the easiest. Literally, that's probably the biggest spread of the year. Favored.
Pats at home.
Favored. They're better, though.
Four of their first five are at home.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
At the Falcons.
Favored.
Bye week.
I like them on the bye week, too.
Uh-huh. At Carolina.
Favored.
Chiefs at home.
It's the Chiefs. It's a regular season.
Regular season.
Hey, let me ask you this. Does that look like a playoff game to you? It's not a playoff game, is it?
No, it does
not. Who's going to win it?
That would be the Bills.
The Bills are going to win it.
They win the regular season.
Favored.
At Miami, week 10.
It's still the fish. Favored.
Will Tua be playing week 10? Will Tua get hurt early and be back week 10?
Hard to know.
All right. They're still going to be... Favored. Tampa Bay at home.
Favored.
At the Texans.
At the Texans.
This
I'm going to say.
Thursday night game.
That's kind of tricky, actually. I mean, a lot of these are tricky. Let's be honest. You got the Ravens and the Chiefs on the schedule. And now you got the Texans on the road. All three are tricky.
They'll still be favored.
They will be favored. But we know this. We know the answer before we started.
Well, I mean, honestly.
They're favored in all of them. Yep.
Pittsburgh on the road.
There's tough games, but favored.
Bengals at home.
There's so many tough games. You got the Ravens. You've got the Chiefs. You've got the Bengals. All at home, though.
I think that's the biggest aspect of it.
Oh, it's a great home schedule. It's a great home schedule. Keep going.
At New England.
Better, but it's still the Pats.
I can't think of a better time to play Cleveland than week 16. Will Shador be their starting quarterback?
Will Shador be their starting quarterback? So that may turn out to be a bigger spread than New Orleans one.
This is the one that actually did surprise me.
Eagles.
I get it. It's at home, but the Eagles week 17.
Home. Look at that. That home schedule has literally the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Bengals, and the Eagles.
They are sending the stadium off in style.
They are sending that stadium off in style. That's what week?
That is week 17.
So,
and the season concludes with the Jets at home.
Jets at home, favorite. One team is favorite all year. The other thing that was brought up to me with Hard Knocks is, do we think that Josh's wedding, it's this summer, and by the way, to a starlet, Haley Steinfeld. What's her name?
Yep, you nailed it.
Is she going to make an appearance in Hard Knocks? Why wouldn't you?
So
HBO history, Max?
History
HBO
would
Max,
suggest,
why wouldn't they?
History would suggest yes, because the traditional opening shot of Hard Knocks is always the quarterback's hot wife or hot girlfriend. Like that was.
And he got married. He's getting married this summer.
I'm only going to say no because I wonder if Haley, like a lot of times starlets sell, like they don't want
to give free to someone else.
Well, they sell it. Well, sell it, but also it's
could
to
they
get
have
control
a tie-in
also.
With HBO Max though?
Oh, I'm sure. You could do Haley's Magical Wedding, Fairytale Wedding.
I don't know what her...
Where are they getting married? Hawaii?
Or
they
I have no idea. Hopefully it's in Buffalo.
You didn't get
man.
The invite?
Hopefully it's in Buffalo. Hopefully it's, you know, hopefully there's a lot of tables there to be jumped through. Okay, didn't get the invite. Second thing, we've come to the time of year when people do lists.
Oh, yeah.
As you recall, last summer, the Daily Memphian created great controversy when we did the top 25 Memphis athletes of the century. Kind of jumped the gun a little bit because it was 24 we did it.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, it was summer. We need lists. And so the Athletic...
Well, if you count it, it is right.
Yeah. The Athletic has done, acknowledging that it's summer, the Athletic has done a bunch of college football lists.
A series.
This week. A series of lists. A list of lists. And so today's list was interesting to me. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
So what is the subject?
The subject is, Jeff, it's college football of the first 25 years of the
century.
This century. Correct.
Who've had the best programs?
Correct. So we had, earlier this week, we had the top 25 teams of the...
Like individual teams.
Correct.
And let me ask you that. Is LSU best? LSU, Joe Burrow, LSU team?
I don't think it was that.
No.
It was the Miami team.
It was the
0-1 Miami team.
Yeah, here's all you have to know, though. Who was the quarterback on that Miami team?
That would be former Bills offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey.
Let me ask you. These teams are going up against each other, and I understand that Miami team was loaded with talent. One team has Ken Dorsey at quarterback. One team has Burrow at quarterback. Who are you picking?
You know what I'm picking.
You're picking Joe Burrow.
Yes.
I actually think it's not. I think it's as simple as that. Like
yeah.
The Miami team was absolutely loaded with talent.
It's not like the LSU team was weak.
It's not like the LSU team was weak, and they got Joe Burrow. So okay,
they had Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson on the same field.
It's ridiculous.
At the same time,
ridiculous. What else have been on their lists?
So we also have ranked the top 25 coaches. The top 25 games, and today's to cap off the week was also the top 25 players, and then today was the top 25 programs of the first 25 years of the century.
The top 25 programs of the century. Well, first of all, let's just think about Tennessee. Tennessee won a title this century. No? 99?
The 98 season, you covered the game January of 99.
So they didn't win a title.
Correct.
They were still good, still at the tail.
It was the,
had
it,
they started to fall off from the former?
I don't know if falling off is the appropriate term. They did not win the SEC. They played for it in 2001.
They have not won the SEC? No, when did they last?
Their last SEC championship, I think, is the title year.
Is that true?
Right? Because they played for it in 2001, and then they were going to go... They were going to play for the national title, and then they got Matt mocked by LSU in the SEC title game.
God, I remember that.
Jonathan Crom-Tanna, they lost again to LSU. LSU's Les Miles championship year, his damn strong football team. Is that their last time they got back?
Okay, they're going to be in the top 25.
They're not.
What?
They are not.
Holy crap.
Yep.
Tennessee is not?
They are not. Let me double check. It was the first thing. Yeah, they're not.
Tennessee is not in the top 25 football programs of the quarter century.
So here,
top 25.
Here were the categories that they considered: win percentage, BCS or New Year's Six bowls, national titles, conference titles, and they stipulated if it was a co-title but you didn't get the bid, they didn't count it. So it was only if you were the representative, if whether it be a BCS game, like you had to outright, if there was no conference championship game, with the SEC's right. always had a conference championship game.
Yeah, let me ask you this now. Do you think, though, again, I don't have Tennessee's century, and obviously they had some lean years in here.
Yeah, right? That's the problem.
They had some lean years in here. These are the Dickey years, you know? Right? These are the,
These are the Dooley years.
Dooley years, I'm sorry. Yes, these are the Dooley years. They were grim.
Jeremy
Pruitt years.
All right, I wanted to pull up because my first thought was, all right, school history.
All right, let's think Ole Miss. Let me just think if Ole Miss is in it. Let me think if Ole Miss is in it. If Tennessee's not in it, now Ole Miss has had some glory days in here, but they haven't.
They've had some really bad ones too.
But they had some really bad ones. They're not in it either.
They're not.
Okay. Mississippi State clearly isn't in it.
Correct.
Arkansas's not in it.
Correct.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's keep going. Like this, obviously Vanderbilt isn't in it. I'm just going for, I'm going for our locals.
Process,
and Memphis isn't in it.
Yep.
There's no. We have nothing local in it.
That is correct.
Wow.
Unless you consider Alabama.
I don't consider it. I mean, they obviously have a massive, massive
fan
base.
It is funny to think about it, though. Tuscaloosa's 3 hours away, and Knoxville's 6 hours
away.
That's true.
Then the other question is I was going to ask you how many non-Power 5 teams made it, but, of course, what's happened in the last 25 years is there were teams that were not Power 5 that are Power 5, right? I mean, including freaking SMU, you know, whatever. I mean, there's a bunch. Louisville. What was Louisville at the start of the century?
They were
Conference USA.
Remember the
But they probably won some conference titles. Was Louisville in this top 25?
They're not.
Louisville's not.
Nope.
Cincinnati? No.
Nope.
Cincinnati's not. They had the one
they had a run
one the year. I'm trying to think other ones. How about the Horned Frogs? TCU?
They are
TCU
included.
Is.
They are number 19, I believe. Yep, 19.
Is there any other pure like BYU type team that is in the
same state?
Utah. Well,
yep.
Utah, but that's not really. I guess
they made the jump.
They made the jump. You're right.
They started the century in the Mountain West.
So Utah made it as
22.
And is that sort of it? Like in terms of
Boise.
Boise's in there.
Boise's at 20.
What does it say Boise's qualifications are?
4 BCS or New Year's Six Bowls, 13 conference titles, 4 top 10 wins,
that's
18
impressive.
Top 25 wins.
4 BCS bowls is pretty damn. Like, you know, we're thrilled that you had one here at Memphis, right?
Yeah.
We'll always remember the Cotton Bowl.
And an 81% win percentage.
Okay, so now let's see if I can guess the top 5. Not in order. Let me just see if I can surround it and see who's there, right? So,
all right.
You're going to have...
Do you want me to confirm whether or not
no,
it's
no,
the top
let's,
5
I'm
team?
No, we're going to muse out loud
okay.
about the top right. 5 here. And we're going to say that Alabama is obviously going to be in the top 5. Ohio State is obviously going to be in the top 5. So then...
I thought 3 of the top 5 were obvious. The other... Then you could start to really have some qualms.
I'm debating whether Michigan is in the top 5 or not. I'm debating whether Oregon is in the top 5 or not. Some of this is recency bias, though.
Sure. Oregon doesn't have a national title.
You're given is national title a separate category?
Yeah.
National title is a separate category. So,
I would say think recency bias.
Well, so Alabama, Ohio State, and Michigan are all going to be, no, are not in there. Texas, no, who else is in there?
Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, Georgia, of course. What an idiot. So Georgia, those are the obvious ones. Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia are in. And so then the others are, how good was Florida at the start of the?
Florida seemed to get dinged for the roller coaster nature. They also only have the 16th best win percentage in this time frame.
Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia. I'm going to say...
They also only credit them with 2 national titles.
I'll
That's
just
incorrect.
Say Michigan and Oregon to get it over with. What are the next...
They only have
the
1 national title.
Who are the other 2? I'm going to say Michigan and Oregon. But Oregon doesn't have a national title. We'll say Michigan and LSU.
LSU was 5. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. See, that's what happens. You fall off the map. We forget. So that's the LSU is 5. Oklahoma's going to be 4.
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
Georgia's going to be 4.
Yep.
Georgia's 4. Oklahoma's 3. Oklahoma has what to their name?
Oklahoma has 17 BCS or New Year's Six bowl games.
God.
1 national title, 13 conference titles, 30 top 10 wins, 79 top 25 wins. They were ranked in the top 10 57.9% of the time and 88.8% of the time in the top 25 with only 2 losing seasons.
So that means Michigan's not top 5 and Florida's not top 5.
Correct.
Where are they?
Florida was number 10 and Michigan was number 11.
They had some bad years
11.
In there. They limped along
they
for a long time.
Seasons.
They were
going to
fire Harbaugh, right?
Yep.
So who's 6?
6 was... Clemson.
Oh, Clemson. Clemson has national titles.
7 was Oregon. 8 was USC. 9 was Texas.
I see. Is Washington?
Washington was in the top 25, but not.
So then it's just the question of 1 and 2, and it's probably going to be Alabama and Ohio State. 1, Alabama. 2, Ohio State.
That's what I would have ranked it, but they ranked it the opposite. They had Bama 2, Ohio State 1.
On what's the
better winning
tail of the tape?
Better winning percentage.
How about titles?
They have 3 national titles compared to 6 for Alabama.
Oh, come on. Then it's over. Is that true? There's 6 for Alabama and three for Ohio State, and you're putting Ohio State ahead of Alabama?
Here's what they wrote.
That's stupid.
Only one program has spent nearly the entire century competing at elite level, and it's not Alabama, which was mediocre for six of the eight seasons before Nick Saban got rolling, whereas Ohio State only had five seasons out of 25 in which it won fewer than 10 games. And one of those
With consistency rather than brilliance.
Correct.
That's the wrong choice.
I think Alabama's the most dominant program of the last 25 years.
Oh, well, there you go. So what's your plan for Mission Impossible tonight?
So Aaliyah and I will be doing date night. We're going to Hog and Hominy.
Oh, nice.
And then we're going to see it at 7:30 at the IMAX Paradiso.
Do you have things that you always order at Hog and Hominy?
No. And the problem is I looked at the menu last night and I just wanted all of it. So that's going
to
be really limiting.
So I used to always get the poutine, and I used to – now I get the Thunderbird, which is the hot honey pizza. I usually get that one.
I can't decide if I want to do pizza tonight. The plates
Well, the
really
problem
good.
Is the pizza – the plates are really good. The they get these pig ears that are really tasty.
Well, Aaliyah wants these loaded tots.
I don't think I've had the loaded tots. And then Mission Impossible after that. Have you obtained your tickets?
I've bought our tickets, and just like Tom Cruise, I will be eating two buckets of popcorn.
If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union is the place to look. LeadersCU.com. Said it before, because it's a credit union, they don't have corporate overlords. Every penny gets plowed right back in. Better rates, better service, better technology. You can walk into the Bartlett location, the Arlington location, or you can just download the app. I say this because we use Leaders Credit Union ourselves and are thrilled with it. Honestly, the level of service is fabulous. People are nice. It's been just great. So if you're looking for a mortgage, home loan, a car loan, or you're just sick of your bank, try Leaders Credit Union, leaderscu.com/ESPN. Jeffrey, what's coming up next?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Anthony Sane joins their program today. David Cobb's going to be with me today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Cobb will also be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. Oh, no, not tomorrow. Not the next day. We'll be back on Tuesday. Have a great Memorial Day. For now, our work is done.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.